Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan Smith, and we're here today with another great episode of Biz Radio U. And today I am joined by my special friends and co-host, Brenna Phelps.
Hello.
Joy McDonald.
How are you doing?
And the wonderful Darren Parkinson.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. And today we're also delighted to have on the show Joanna Trejo from Joanna Trejo Photography. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. We're glad to have you on the show.
Awesome.
So yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do and what area of photography you're in.
So right now I am solely focused. So I'm a student. So I'm at Kennesaw State. I had started my business as a product out of, I took an entrepreneurship class with Christopher Hanks. I don't know if you guys have had the chance to take a class with him, but he's phenomenal. And so he really encouraged me to start a business. And for the longest time, I was just, you know, trying to come up with these great ideas. And, you know, I had really thought about it for a long time, and I had done photography on the side, and I had really studied it in high school, and, you know, I just really enjoyed it. And he was like, why don't you just start a photography business? And I was like, you're right. I should definitely look into that. So I started last year at the end of April, and since then I've been able to shoot for Amazon vendors, but I've really focused on portraits. That's something that I really like. I found that I like taking pictures of people more than products. So it's been a journey for sure. And it's something that I've definitely enjoyed.
So what are some of the differences you've seen between shooting with people and products?
Products are fun. It's not something that I didn't fully enjoy, but I think there's something about people and how they are animated and how, you know, photos are great because you're able to capture just still moments that are still, they're just timeless. And as a photographer, it's really great because you get invited into, you know, a special time in somebody's life, or you get invited into, you know, if they just want photos just for fun, then it's just, it's always something that is very interesting and fun. But I think just the fact that people are animated and they have life in them is something that is just fun to capture.
And there's got to be some pressure with that, trying to capture that, I guess, because I guess there's no real perfect picture, but trying to catch, has there ever been a situation where you just felt like, I mean, I'm sure people think like the photos are great, but personally, you know, we're all our own worst critics. Has there ever been a shoot or something where you haven't found that perfect picture, and how do you deal with that?
Definitely. I had one client, she had hired me for her graduation photos, and I think just creatively, I wasn't on my game. So of course, during the session in my head, I'm like, oh, does this look okay? Like, is she gonna like this? And, you know, it definitely discouraged me a little bit. But at the end, when I finally sent all her images to her, just, I guess their feedback is something that her feedback personally had really encouraged me. I was like, okay, well, maybe that was something that I didn't do so bad on, or as bad as I thought. But when I, like during a session, when that happens, I think it's just important to keep pushing yourself and just keep going, because easily, and I mean, I'm of course, like we're our own worst critics, but it's just important to not get discouraged and not stop in your tracks and just say, okay, like maybe I'm not on my game today, but I got to keep pushing. And that's something that definitely helps when you feel that way, because it can be very disheartening. But yeah.
So you mentioned creativity a little while ago, and what sets you apart from, say, like somebody just whipping out their iPhone, or so even someone else with the DSLR or other type of professional camera? What sets you apart from just the standard regular person doing that?
Well, I think it's important to note that, you know, anyone can pick up a camera and anyone can push a button and shoot. But I feel like and this is something that I've been learning a lot in the past couple weeks and months, that there's a lot of time that goes into stuff like this. Like DSLRs, for the most part, are they can be a little confusing and a little intimidating at first because you have a screen, and like an LCD screen in front of you that has all these numbers and fractions and just different controls. And if you had just picked up a DSLR, it's very easy to just shoot in auto and kind of, you know, go with the flow as far as that goes. But I think what really sets me apart is there's a desire to capture moments like that. But along with that desire, there's a lot of time that has been put in on the back end and in, you know, just studying like tones and studying composition and making sure that your lens is sharp where you want it to be sharp. There's so much that goes into it that I had really no idea when I had first started. And even just like post-processing and editing, that takes a lot of time. And I didn't realize that until I really got serious and, you know, decided to start a business. So I think I won't say that it's easy. There's a lot of, just like any craft, just like anything that takes creativity and is an art form, it's going to take a lot of work on the back end that people won't see.
Mm-hmm. And what's your choice of equipment?
Right now,
Nikon or Canon? maybe Sony. I guess they had a new camera come out. It's really great for low light. There's a lot of people using that one. It's mirrorless. Yeah.
Yes. But, so currently, right now, I shoot with a Nikon crop camera. It's a D3100, and I have a portrait lens, a 55mm 1.8. Really, really love that camera, and just that particular lens is phenomenal for portraits. But actually right now, I've been researching a lot about just different cameras. And right now I'm focused on photography, but I have found that videography has made me more happy. And it's when I create a video that sends a particular type of message, I just get more excited about it. So it's something that I've been researching, and I have found so far that Sony actually, they are incredible cameras. And I had always discounted them because it was either, in my head, Nikon or Canon type thing. But now I've really been considering switching systems because I want to go more into the videography route. So
you're saying Sony has the edge on video?
Right. Well, as far as what I particularly want to create, there's a lot of people that I follow on social media and have really studied and had been inspired by that use these particular cameras. And gear isn't everything. That's something that's really important to note because, again, it's all about your craft and it's about refining your craft and making sure that you're putting in hours to get better. And gear is just a tool to do that, but it definitely does help. But Sony, as far as what I've researched, has an upper hand as far as like frames per second, which is incredibly important when you're shooting video. And then resolution. Most of the Sony cameras shoot 4K, whereas a lot of DSLRs haven't really caught up yet. And I guess right now with my research, I've been trying to figure out why the camera market, as far as the two main, I guess, competitors, I think are Nikon and Canon as far as like the traditional route. But I'm just trying to figure out why they haven't caught up to the 4K, because most of these Sony cameras that are getting pushed out, it's just a standard feature, whereas a lot of the DSLRs, they don't have that yet. So I'm just like, I really like Nikon, I really like Canon, but Sony, you know, they seem like they're catching my attention a little bit more recently. So who knows? Right now it's an Nikon, but it's up in the air as far as what I'm going to be switching to soon.
So you said you're getting into videography now. What's that? What's like some of the challenges for that transition going from photography to videography?
I have found just in the systems, as far as post-processing, there's a huge learning curve. Because I thought Photoshop was a beast to tackle, and that was something that I had kind of dipped my toes into a little bit. But I, for the most part, have been using Lightroom to edit and do a lot of my post-processing. But with videos, there's great programs out there like Final Cut Pro and Premiere Pro. And just with those systems, I have found that there's a lot that goes into them. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of tools that I want to make sure I know that I'm versed in. And it's taken some time to really, you know what each tool does and how to use it the best way.
So iMovie's not going to cut it.
No, I thought it would, but I was like, I can't. I got to move up as far as these systems and really, you know, make sure that I'm using the best tools to create the best content.
So are you going to go for Final Cut Pro or the Adobe?
I'm not sure yet. I've heard great things about Final Cut Pro. Right now, I've actually purchased all of the Adobe apps, so I already have Premiere Pro on my laptop. But I mean, it's as simple as downloading Final Cut Pro.
So the student discount helps a lot.
It does. So that's something I've been using and spending time in learning more about. As far as my preference, I'm not 100% sure because I haven't really used Final Cut Pro. But I think maybe for starters, it will probably be Premiere that I'll stick with.
So as a photographer, I know, like you said, you know, it's all about creativity. It's not just about the equipment. Mm-hmm. So where do you find most of your inspiration for your creativity? I mean, I don't want to give you any trade secrets or anything like, for the competition, but.
No, not at all. I think it's important to have mentors and to have people who are better than you and really seek advice and follow them, whether that be on social media or if you have a direct contact. For me personally, I have a lot of photographers that I follow on Instagram, just on different platforms that are visual. I mean, to me, it just makes sense to find inspiration there in that particular area.
Sorry, what are some of the main ones that you follow?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
If you had to pick, like, okay, top three, just off the top of your head.
Well, just as far as people who do videography and photography, I really, really love seeing Taylor Cut Films. The content that he throws out is incredible. Matt Como as well. Just incredible, incredible composition. And they do a lot of traveling, which is something that I'm really interested in. So that's why I really like following them. And they throw out not only incredible pictures, but incredible videos. So it's just, for me, it's just where I get all my inspiration. And Sam Kolder as well. But they're more so videographers, but they also are really, really talented photographers. So that's really, they really inspired me recently.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm sure you do like a lot of different events and stuff. Do you have like a preference or like a favorite? Like, do you like taking graduation photos? Or are you more of like, you like doing weddings or? If you had to pick one.
I really like, that's hard to, I want to say just regular portraits. Graduations are really fun because it's an exciting part. Again, you're being invited into that with them. But I think when people just call me and they're like, hey, I want new headshots or I want, you know, I'm feeling this type of theme. What do you think? I feel like those types of shoots, I'm able to be more creative. Whereas like graduation, you get a little bit more styled, more posed photos because, you know, you have to take into consideration what the client wants. And they usually like the cap and gown and like the sash and everything that comes with graduation. So I feel like the ones that are less planned are more fun for me. And that's something I definitely like because I'm able to be more creative.
Oh, I had another question about the creativity. Have you ever had a client that kind of wanted to go in a really different direction than you were planning for creatively? And if so, like how did you work with that?
As of right now, I really haven't had someone that has been completely outlandish. Usually when they hire me, they see the work that I've done and they hire me for my work. So it's typically the expectation as far as what they're going to receive. They have already seen in my past work. But something that I'm open to, because of course, when you get uncomfortable and you do something that you're not used to creating, then you grow and you're able to see if it's something that, you know, you want to keep pursuing.
That's true.
So you mentioned earlier that you started with photography like around high school. Where did like the whole journey start? Why photography?
Well, it's actually really funny. My sister had purchased the Nikon when she was in college, and she really liked shooting with it. And when she would come home, I would just pick it up and, you know, walk around my house and do like the go outside into my mom's garden and take pictures. And she really saw that I really enjoyed doing that. And one year for Christmas, she was like, hey, this piece of equipment, this tool is so important to me. I feel like I need to give it to you. And I was just so blown away because that was a huge sacrifice for her. And it was such an amazing gift. And yeah, so she actually gave me the camera. And in high school, I just picked it up and would use it for video projects. And I don't know if you guys ever had to do a senior project in high school.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me.
Eye rollers.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that.
So I actually chose to study photography for that. And it had helped me a lot. I worked with a local photographer who was phenomenal, still is phenomenal at shooting. And I was just mentored by her. And she showed me really how to pose people and, you know, to really pay attention to what's in my frame and to anything, to just really try to mirror the vision that I have in my head to what I'm creating in front of me. And it really started in high school when I was given that gift, and it's gone from there.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I've dabbled into photography recently, and it's crazy. It's kind of opened a lot of doors. And mm-hmm. It's funny because a similar experience happened to me, because I'm also really involved with the KSU Entrepreneurship Center. And I just got a camera because I was interested in it, mm-hmm. and just started taking pictures, and it just kind of took off from there. And then you just end up at different events, different things like that.
Right.
And, yeah. And I think as long as you have like a professional looking camera, people think you're legit.
Right.
Yeah.
The look definitely has something to do with it.
Yeah. So what's your experience been like working with the Entrepreneurship Center? Actually, first, what is your actual major?
My major is marketing.
Okay.
So I started in fall of 2013 as a nurse, and that quickly changed. I think the profession is so incredible, but I feel like personally, I just couldn't do it. So I switched, I want to say, I don't remember what year, but I went from professional sales to marketing. And then I was so far into my major that I couldn't switch into the entrepreneurship, because I had multiple conversations with Chris Hanks. I was like, help, I want to do this. It's going to set me back. It's going to cost me more money. What do you think I should do? And he tried to give me his most unbiased opinion, because he's a huge part of the center. So he, of course, wanted me to do it. I have been involved. Like, I know I've been in touch with Reagan and Chris. I had a class with him, so he would always let us know what events were going on. But I have one more semester left, so I'm hoping that I can still, you know, make sure that I'm plugged in that center, because there are some big things going on in Kennesaw.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, I originally planned on transferring to Georgia Tech, and I just fell in love with KSU, mm-hmm. and I mean, that was even before the Entrepreneurship Center was around. And when that took off, I mean, it's my home now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that we had the KSU Top 100 this semester.
Yes.
Did you pitch your business in this competition?
I did not. I had my boyfriend's friend actually was one of the winners, was the winner, I'm sorry. And it was really cool to see, like, hear him share about his experience. And, you know, it's exciting because they're about to embark on this crazy venture that has a lot of promise for them. And when I was in Chris's class, I think it was the first KSU Top 100 ever. And at that time, it wasn't a requirement to be in the KSU Top 100. So I wish I would have taken that opportunity. But there's a new semester coming. Got some ideas. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'm able to make the best use out of that opportunity this semester.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually funny. Me and Joy actually competed too. On the KSU Top 100.
That?
It was, we learned a lot. Yeah, it was a very steep learning curve. One of the rounds that we had to do, we had to pitch our company in a minute. And mm-hmm. at first, I mean, it was so difficult. I had all these plans, all these different ideas
right.
that I wanted to try. And every time I tried one, like, I got through the intro and it was like a minute over. And it really flushes out what your business is about and what mm-hmm. you want to accomplish. And then to go up and do that in front of a panel of judges. And these are all people that are really successful entrepreneurs themselves. So, I mean, and it's a lot of fun though, because there's a lot of people competing and you get to hang out before and everyone's got the nerves going, everything. It was a lot of fun. What was your experience like with that, Joy?
Yeah, it was a really great experience. We learned a lot. I struggle with public speaking. So for me, it was a massive obstacle to decide that I was going to pitch in the competition. Mm-hmm. Because in our class, we had even though it was required to pitch in the competition, we had a class competition and people who pitched in the actual competition.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I debated it for the longest time to decide whether I wanted to pitch or not, because I hate public speaking. And to be told that I have 1 minute to pitch my business was a lot of stress. So I think it helped me get over that a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. getting up in front of a panel of judges and just ironing out, you know, in 60 seconds, what exactly my business is about. And it helped give me a lot of clear vision for my business as well.
So it was a helpful experience.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, okay. It was stressful, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of nerves, but I also battle with public speaking. But I don't know, recently I'm on this, this new trend that I started trying, when anything starts to give me a little bit of anxiety or I feel like it's out of my comfort zone, I just automatically just now I know I have to. It's like a trigger. If I feel something I kind of don't want to do that, I feel anxious, I'm like, now I have to
now
do
you
it.
Have to do it.
So that was actually one of them. That was one of the first things I started when I tried this mindset, and it's opened a lot of doors and done a lot of different things. And it's very similar to the whole entrepreneurship center in general. I mean, you said that's where you started this journey, and I mean, some of the stuff you've learned and you told us here is it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I guess a shout out to Chris and Reagan. Thank you guys.
Yes,
so much.
Thank you.
phenomenal.
But yeah, so where do you see yourself going with this? Is this something that you want to fully pursue, or is this something that you're just always gonna just kind of do on the side? Or
I think personally with photography, it's something that I'll probably always do on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I've been in the preliminary stages of planning and mapping out what I'm going to do with videography, because I have people that really inspire me that have been so successful and have been able to make that part of their lifestyle. That's what they do for work, and it looks incredible. And of course, there's a lot of hours that go into videos, because they take hours to edit and piece together. So it's not something that is going to be easy, but right now I've really been inspired and motivated to pursue that. Photography does make me happy, and it's something that I enjoy doing, but there's something about videos, because I feel like for me personally, I see photographs and they're still images, and they're beautiful, and they're timeless, but videos, they capture the animation when someone's laughing, or just different things that are moving and that have life and energy. It's just, there's something about it that I get excited about, because I see these people that I'm really inspired by, and they're making a living off of it, and they make incredible videos that inspire other people, and it's just something that I want to step into and go full force. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I guess with how do I say this? With videography, is there, in terms of the jobs that you do, because I guess photography, I mean, it's weddings, still shots, I need a LinkedIn picture, but what type of jobs do you do with videography, and how's that change?
So right now, what I've seen is social media has become such a powerful, powerful platform. Videography, I didn't realize how many opportunities are out there, just even with different tools and equipment that you can purchase. Of course, a camera can do a lot, but also I've been looking into drones, and drones are they're so cool, and just getting shots of the city, and it's so cinematic, and it kind of feels like you're creating a movie in a way. But in terms of social media and in terms of marketing, I've seen a lot of companies reach out to creatives and say, hey, we have this brand campaign. We have this type of vision for it. We see the content that you're creating. Can you help us and partner with us to create a video or to create photos so that we can tell our story? So I feel like there's a lot of avenues. There's a company I actually follow, and I get really excited when they post things because they're plugging into Atlanta. They're plugging into the opportunities that are that's going on in the city called Campfire Social. And basically, they help tell other businesses' story and share what they're doing. And they create videos for them, and they create content that they're able to do that for that particular company. So I think it's so interesting. There's a lot of opportunity out there. Everyone has a story to tell. Every business has a story to tell. So it's something that I feel like has an abundant, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think people don't realize how much work really goes into it. Like one of the people that I follow is Casey Neistat.
Yes.
And he does a daily blog where he shoots and edits all in one day consistently, especially with his busy schedule and everything he does. Yeah. That's incredible to me. I don't know how they find the time to do that.
I don't either. And it's crazy because his content is amazing. It's not just slapped together. Like, it's so fun to watch because you feel like, I feel like he's one of those types of persons or one of those types of people that they are exactly the way they are online. Like, they're not any different. Like, he just seems so transparent, so genuine, so vulnerable, so just him, I feel like. I haven't met him, so I can't compare that to anything, but it doesn't feel so...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's funny you say that because it's not like anyone's really met him, but I mean, we follow his life and mm-hmm. he is very real and raw, and that's right. Like him on camera. So it's weird. It's like you feel like you know him, but you haven't met him. So yeah, I guess a lot of things happening with social right. media. Yeah,
it's a little strange. It's a strange dynamic, but it's cool that we're able to step into someone else's life through social media. And that's why I think it's so powerful, and there's so many opportunities that you can create just having something like that at your fingertips on your phone. So it's very promising.
Yeah. So you mentioned you were majoring in marketing. Have you been able to take what you're learning in the classroom and kind of apply it to your photography skills in any sort of way? Like,
yeah,
entrepreneurship, like run your own business?
I have. I took a class with Circa Dacus, I think is how you say it.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm saying that wrong. But it's a class, it was called Marketing for Entrepreneurs. And we literally were able to step into a local business and help them with their marketing plan. And we were able to create an entire marketing plan as far as like strategies and implementing it and what platforms to utilize for their specific goals. And that was so cool to me because I was like, I can do this with my business. Like, I have specific goals. I have things that I want to achieve, and I have this all at my fingertips, and I've walked through that with another business. I can do this for my own business. So it's something that I've definitely taken courses that have helped, especially the ones that cause you to do real life things, where as far as like projects that are just on paper can only go so far. But when, you know, you're building relationships with businesses and you're getting out there, it's a lot more valuable.
And for our listeners out there, if they wanted to, you know, reach out to you, maybe book a session or something, how would they find you?
So I'm mainly doing all my things through Instagram. Okay. I have a photography page. It's just Joanna Trejo Photography. It might actually change. The name might actually change because I'm stepping into videography. So I figured I could just utilize my platform and do both. So I know for sure the name will change, but you can find me just on my personal account. It's just Joanna Trejo. No uppercase or underscores or anything. You can find that on Instagram, and it'll link you to my photography page. And I have a business photography page where you can directly contact me through there, through email.
Perfect. So, and also before we wrap up, first I want to say thank you for coming on. You've been an amazing guest. If there's one last question that we have to wrap up, and that's, if there's one thing you know now that when you're starting out that you wish you knew back then, what would that be?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can take a second. This is,
Or if anything, you have to say, like, you know, to inspire those like yourself. I mean, when you first picked up a camera, those looking into photography, I mean.
I think it's important, and I really wish I knew this when I had started, to be open and to be coachable, especially with a camera. Because cameras, they have all these controls, and it's easier just to switch the little manual or switch the dial and shoot auto the entire time. But I think it's important to be open to criticism and to grow from that and not take it as something that is disheartening and, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I am not doing this. What am I doing? It's something that I feel like that mindset will echo into your life, and caring just to be open and coachable. I really wish I was more open to that when I first started, because I was like, I mean, I don't know why. I wasn't closed-minded, but I'm a little stubborn. So it's something that before I got serious, I was able to really weed out. But I feel like it really hindered me from growing at the beginning.
That's great. That's great. Well, we'd like to thank you for coming on. This was Biz Radio U with Joanna Trejo Photography. I'm Ryan Smith.
I'm Joy McDonald.
I'm Brenna Phelps.
And I'm Darren Parkinson. And we're Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.